eyes till they come. Ah, castle strength will laugh as seeds to scorn. Here, let them lie till famine in the age you eat them up. Were they not forced with those that should be ours, we might have led them dareful beard to beard and beat them backward home. What is that noise?
It is the cry of women, good my lord.
I have almost forgot the taste of fears. The time has been my senses would have cooled to hear a night shriek, and my fell of hair would as a dismal treaties rouse and stir as life were in't. I have supped full with horrors. Direness familiar to my slaughterous thoughts cannot once start me. Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Now come to use thy tongue, thy story, quickly.
Gracious, my lord. I should report that which I say I saw, but know not how to do it.
Well, say, sir.
As I did stand my watch upon the hill, I looked toward Burnham, and anon methought the wood began to move. Let me endure your wrath, it be not so. Within this 3 mile may you see it coming, I say, a moving grove.
If thou speak false upon the next tree, shalt thou hang alive till famine claim thee. If thy speech be sooth, I care not if thou dost for me as madden. I fall in resolution and begin to doubt the equivocation of the fiend that lies like truth. Fear not till Burnham Woods do come to Dunsinane. As now a wood comes toward Dunsinane. Come! On and out! If this which here about you does appear, there is no flying hence, nor tarrying here. I begin to be aweary of the sun, and wish the estate of the world were now undone. Ring the alarm bell!